not quite sure exactly where these notes came from. I believe it's a combination of me watching a minister on TV, along with some other information that a mentor shared with me. It's not my own words. Walking in the Spirit, John 6:63. It is the Spirit. You see, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The focus is the thought behind the behavior. Not look at just the behavior. The Spirit sees from the Word point of view, God's point of view, truth. Do not be condemned. Walking in the flesh is to be condemned. Examples of when you walk in the Spirit, you walk in truth versus walking in the flesh. Matthew 26, verses 36 through 41 have quite a bit to reference on this. Verse 39 says, "Not as I will, but as thou wilt." Verse 41 says, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." There is a vulnerability in the flesh. When you walk in the flesh doesn't want to fast. It wants to pay heed to its urges. The spirit always is in a state of willingness. The conflict is between the flesh and the spirit. There is a battle taking place as to who will control your body and soul. Ephesians mentions we wrestle with principalities, not against flesh and blood. The battles are not against other people. The battle is against our own. We each work out our own battle. Galatians 5:16 through 18 says, "Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh, for flesh lusteth against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things ye would." The fleshly way of thinking goes against the Word of God. People try to change behavior. You can't change behavior. In order to change behavior, you have to change thinking. Walk in the Spirit. Think with the Spirit. Think in light. Behavior will change. Change root to behavior. Change root to flesh. Change thinking to walk in the Spirit. View yourself through the eyes of God. Steps to walking in the Spirit. When you walk in the Spirit behavior, first, you must be aware of the conflict. Otherwise, you'll walk in deception. Man is a spirit. Body carries the flesh. Must understand the battle between the spirit body and the flesh body. The battle for control is between flesh and spirit for the body. Know your conflict. Second, put first things first. Galatians 5:16. Walk in the spirit first, not fulfill the lust of the flesh second. Did not say overcome the flesh first, said walk in the spirit first. Can't get flesh together first. Must walk in spirit first. Religion says stop sinning and you'll walk in the spirit. Scripture says get in the spirit first to have power to overcome the flesh. The word is spirit. Jesus says, "My word is life." Word brings life. Turn off lights. What can you do in the dark? Devil's not your problems. Problem is to see from God's perspective. The problem is the way you see things, the way your thoughts are. You got to walk in the Spirit. When in pain, when no money, walk in the blood of Christ. John 2, Mother of Jesus, said, "Whatever he says, do it." He transformed water into wine. You must obey to see the transformation. Written in the early 2000s.